Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start it off the same way we start it off every day, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we're back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, title sponsor for this show. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral, thank you very much for supporting us. We really do appreciate it. On that note, let's begin with the show. So you do know I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job than I. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, my name's Keen Kerr. I'm born and raised in Fort McMurray. Well, can't really say born. I was born in Edmonton, but moved here when I was 6 months old. So I pretty much consider that born and raised.
Yeah, that's definitely.
As tight as you can get. I currently work at Keanu College as the Huskies Development Coordinator and the head men's volleyball coach. And I've been there for 10 years and going on, and I've been going into my 10th season as the head coach of the men's volleyball team, and it's been great so far. So thank you so much for having me on the show.
So volleyball, Fort McMurray, we spoke a little bit before the show started. What was that like over the last year or two with all of the restrictions, and how were you able to kind of keep your team strong and going during that timeline?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was something that we all went through, whether it was a sports-based thing or a personal-based thing. I think for us, I just try to keep the guys motivated. I try to find things that we could keep doing. When our season was canceled a couple of years ago, we did obviously lose guys. They left to work and all that stuff. And I totally respect that choice. And it was unfortunate because I really liked the team that we had. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate we didn't get to see what we could have done. But yeah, and even this year, there was definitely some challenges that COVID presented. But glass half full, very thankful, that we were still able to play. We were still able to get through a season. I don't think myself and the boys would have been happy with how it ended. But I think at the end of the day, when you kind of get some time to reflect and think about it, we were just, happy we got to do something we loved for the majority of the year and didn't have too many interruptions within the season. So that was good.
Nice. Now, there's something that I've always been fascinated with sports teams for colleges is the recruitment process. Now, I understand, let's call it the NBA, for example. When you're in the NBA, you can, look at the different, college basketball teams. You can watch game footage. So you can kind of have an idea of who, you're trying to draft. But when you're at the college level, they're coming from high schools. There's no way you're watching all these high school games. How do you hear about these players? How do you decide, this is somebody that I'd like to get? Or is it all totally based on, hopefully they hear about Keanu and want to register here. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, I like to obviously just check on our local athletes, check on the what's going on in the community of Wood Buffalo and mm-hmm. in Fort McMurray, and Thunder, the volleyball club in town, has been doing a great job. So I definitely kind of start there and kind of see who's around and if they want us to stick around in Fort McMurray for a couple more years and come up to college. That's great. And yeah, I mean it's crazy the new age technology that we have. A lot of these new younger guys, they have Instagram accounts dedicated directly to their volleyball.
Right.
And there's a lot of club, once high school's done, sometimes, it's personal. They send emails and we do like that. There's guys that have started, programs where, I know a guy out of Manitoba, he has literally just a website dedicated to helping players get recruited from all over Canada out of Manitoba. So that's a pretty wicked website to go on and just kind of see who's signed and who's available, and it has their positions and program. And it's a really, really good, system he's got going there. And, whether it's I go to the club tournaments or I'm watching YouTube or I'm jumping on Instagram or they know a player on my team. I mean, I think recruiting is kind of taking on its own unique aspect with all the different ways that you can recruit.
Right.
It's forever, changing. I like to get out and try and watch players, but know, I have a young family now, and it gets a little bit tougher to get on the road, you know, after a long season. So
that's right.
I'm happy for these other ways to kind of watch video, talk to guys via Instagram or text message, and kind of recruit that way as well. So yeah, it's been forever changing. I think we all learned in a positive way, you know, with COVID, that there, we do have really good options in terms of technology to, you know, be heard all over the world. So
yeah, it's I never thought about that, but yeah, no doubt, like, you have athletes self-promoting themselves on platforms where you could literally, like, use the hashtags on Instagram or YouTube to, like, soccer, high school, boom, yeah, that would totally be at your disposal. Wow, that's neat. Okay. Now, in regards to Keanu, I went to Keanu for a little while myself, and the one cool thing about Keanu for a local that I was aware of back in the day was the opportunities for scholarships, may it be with good grades or if you were an athlete. And they were phenomenal. It's been many, many years since I've attended Keanu College. Are some of those programs and subsidies still available for athletes?
Yeah, I mean, for athletes, you know, and students in general, there is, like you said, like, as a, you know, as a Fort McMurrayite, if you come to Keanu, there is definitely some incentives to stay within the community, and there are scholarships available whether you're an athlete or not. And there is tons, you know, Keanu is still very, you know, we're very thankful. There's still lots of scholarship opportunities, and I do push a lot of my guys to apply for extra scholarships. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're still pretty lucky to have scholarships available to us to help support, you know, our athletics programs. And yeah, we're obviously very thankful for that. You know, we bring in guys from all over Canada and kind of different countries as well. So yeah, we're very thankful that we still have those scholarships. And it's really important, because I think that's what keeps us all competitive and being able to, you know, offer, you know, some scholarships to those guys. So
now, when it comes to accommodations, it used to be called the Purple Palace.
Yeah.
You could stay there. Then they had like a bunch of residencies down on Franklin Avenue, which I don't think are even opened anymore. It looks like that whole area is kind of shut down for renovation. And then you guys had some accommodations like right behind the Sports and Wellness Center. So if you are an athlete coming who isn't from Fort McMurray, how do they find accommodations? Do they stay in those areas still, or what does that all look like?
Yeah, so the Purple Palace is still the Purple Palace.
Okay.
Which is it is still pretty cool. And they did a bunch of renovations. I think there was like $3 million worth of renovations in there. So it looks awesome, but they kept the building purple, which I think is pretty cool.
Me too.
So I'm happy that it stayed the purple and still called the Purple Palace. But yeah, those that's kind of the first option. You see a lot of younger guys going in there. You know, we try and put them in, they're in pods of six, and we try and put them together with their teammates. And, you know, it just works. They all kind of mostly are on the same schedule, at least for the athletic side of things. And obviously school, they're kind of in and out. And yeah, as you get older, there is now the option to go over to Penn Harwood, which is the area you were talking about, that's just across from the Syncrude Sports and Wellness Center.
Right.
Those are beautiful townhouses, you know, 3 to 2 bedroom. They have family options as well if you have a young family. So yeah, a lot of our guys right now are actually over in Penn Harwood in those townhouses, and they love it. You know, the opportunity to have basically a house at that young age for a fair price, I feel is pretty good. So yeah, you see those options. Yeah, as for Rydell, I know they're doing some work on it. I don't think they're available to athletes, but I think they're trying to work through, like you said, some renovations and get that all figured out, so we can hopefully make that available. Students and
I thought that both that area and, like you said, the Benhora, like, it's a cool option. I know when I went to school, there's no way at that age you're living in a house.
Yeah,
like there's no way. Yeah. And so just having that as an option is like super cool. So listen, my man, I got a signal from Tan a little while ago that he's ready for his segment. It's called the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, we got to give a shout out to our sponsor for this segment, MIB Moving. They are the best. They help us move into our new location. True professionals. Me and Tanner didn't have to lift a finger. So big shout out to MIB. Now on with the Max City Minute. Tanner, you are up.
Alrighty. Question number one. What is the most memorable moment in sports that you can remember seeing?
Most memorable moment in sports. His own sports or
any sport, any your sport. Own sport, Keanu sport, your childhood baseball game.
I mean, I think if if I'm focusing on a sport that I was maybe coaching, you know, we won, you know, the ACAC championships in 2018, 2019. That was pretty special to be able to win a title. You know, you dream every year, or you plan every year to try and win it. And when you finally are able to accomplish that, you know, there's a picture of me on Facebook, just two hands in the air, just big smile. You know, didn't cheer as much as I thought I would. It was just kind of like, oh, we did it. This is pretty cool. So
yeah.
I think that's as a coach with Keanu, that was kind of my best, one of my best moments. Yeah.
Question number two. What is it like to work with people from all over the world playing sports?
That's a great question. I think, it's awesome. I think it is tough sometimes, just culturally. You know, just the way some cultures play sports is very different, especially in the sport of volleyball. You know, I've brought some Brazilians here before, and they're very intense and they're tough. And if you watch a national team, they're very intense and tough. And it's kind of tough to speak to those guys and say, hey, I get where you come from. I don't want you to become someone you're not. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily work in Canada, or we need kind of a little bit more here. So, yeah, I think, you know, that type of, you know, it's always, I guess, fun and challenging to get guys, you know, into the culture, into what we're trying to accomplish here. And it becomes, I wouldn't say more difficult, but it becomes interesting with, you know, not only just Canadians, but, you know, Brazilians and guys from Poland and all over. So,
yeah. Cool.
Question number three. What is your go-to way to celebrate a win with your team?
Love that. Good question.
That is a good question. Well, we do have players of the game. And, you know, so basically when guys get players of the game, they get something. And usually what happens is they kind of throw it, you know, into the group, and we all kind of celebrate and cheer. And, yeah, so, I mean, that's something simple that we do, you know, like a win song or something like that when we crank it when we get on the bus or in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And I think just also just as soon as we're done the game, whether winning or losing, obviously it's better when we win, but just acknowledge the fans and all the people that came out to support us that day is pretty important, because if it wasn't for the fans, I don't know if we'd be here. So we're very thankful for that as well. So
there you go.
Question number four. What is one amenity that Keanu offers that might surprise people?
Ooh, good question. I just think the Secret Sports Wellness Center, I think it's a pretty phenomenal facility. I think there's a few. I mean, I know Red Deer built a new facility a couple of years ago, but I think the facility in itself, whether it's public or student, I think that building is still a pretty special thing that's available, you know, to students, staff, athletes at Keanu College.
And your final question, if you could have your team play against any team to ever exist, who would you like to face? Ooh,
another good question. I mean, yeah, one of the I've always wanted to. There's a lot of teams. You got me stumped there.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, going down to the States and playing, you know, like UCLA, I think it would be pretty cool. I mean, Long Beach, Hawaii, just for that trip alone, going to Hawaii would be pretty cool. But, I mean, if we're talking maybe a little unrealistic, hey, why not play, you know, some of the best teams in the world? You know, Brazil would be pretty cool. I know I have current Brazil guys, so it would be cool to play the Brazilian national team or the U21 team or the U19 team or the U18 team. But, yeah, no, great question. There's a lot of teams that come to mind for sure. So.
Those have been your five questions.
There you go. So as far as athletes are concerned, or athletics, what did you play when you were growing up?
Yeah, I tried to play everything and anything and everything. Played a little bit of baseball, played some soccer, hockey, badminton, you know, I ran, so, you know, cross country, track and field, all that type of stuff.
Right.
And then kind of when I went to Father Merck and, you know, grade nine, I know it's changed a little bit, but I kind of focused a little bit more on volleyball and basketball. And then as grade 10 hit, you know, I was able to make both the basketball teams for the senior. So, yeah, I think my focus kind of transitioned and I dropped some of the other sports. I did do a little bit of cross country during the volleyball season, and then a little bit of badminton and track towards the end of basketball season. But
right.
those were kind of my two main focuses as I grew up. And yeah, then my college career was just mainly focused around volleyball. I played 3 years at Kiano College, and then I went and played 2 years at SAIT, and I found my way back to Fort McMurray. So.
Nice. So why volleyball? What about that sport really kind of, what bit you about that sport? What made you so engaged if you were having success in the other ones and enjoying them?
Yeah, I think just, I mean, I was a setter, so I mean, you know, the quote is always is, you know, a setter similar to a quarterback. I think it was just fun to try and set, you know, get my guys going, you know, try and run an offense that that created one-on-ones, which is, you know, just one blocker that, you know, that's basically the whole goal of the game. And
I
think just the whole, there's so many aspects of volleyball that I really enjoy. I just think it's very technical and very tactical. You know, the only sport that I can think of where, you know, you play to a certain point and then the score resets, you know, because, you know, in our sport, we play best of five and, you know, the score resets. So it doesn't matter if you win 25-0 or 25-23, right? You know, you're back to 0-0. And I think that's always interesting, especially mentally, you know, after, you know, whether you win big or you lose big, right? It doesn't really matter, right? You're back to zero and you get to kind of go after that next set. So
yeah,
I think those are kind of the main things that really attracted me to the sport of volleyball and kept me hungry. And yeah, I mean, I was better at volleyball than basketball, so that was an easy choice to continue on with that. So yeah.
Okay. Now, just like this show, like, it costs money to put on. Volleyball program costs money. So how can people help support the initiative of your volleyball team and get involved so that you guys can, like, be successful in recruiting and just staying relevant and existent in the community?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to have a presence in the community of Fort McMurray. I think that's, like, important. So, of course, we always appreciate donations. You know, we do have an Adopt a Husky program that can, you know, people can just go on and click and do that. And we're super grateful that anyone's able to do an Adopt a Husky for the men's volleyball team. But, you know, we're also willing to, you know, if someone's willing to give a little bit of money and they want to put on an event, right, and they want the Huskies there, you know what I mean? Being able to have that footprint in the community, I think, is important as well. So we just don't want to, you know, take money all the time. Of course, we're very thankful and happy that we can, you know, take money and use it for exhibition and continue to grow our program and stay, you know, as one of the top teams in the North and the top teams in the ACAC. But yeah, we're kind of open in to anything, you know, if you guys want, if, you know, just an example, say a school wants to do a volleyball camp and they're willing to maybe donate a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll come up and do that. You know, if there's a community event that you need servers for, or, you know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of blanking a little bit on my ideas, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, a little give and take, where it's not just always just, you know, give us the money. You know, team gear, right? If you kind of like the way, you know, we get a lot of Nike team gear. If that's kind of what you're into, you'd like a t-shirt, you know, for a little bit of money. Okay, cool. We'll make sure we set you up with a t-shirt. Those types of things. Team pictures. Husky for a day, whatever.
Yeah.
I have a lot of ideas, and that's kind of why I'm rambling on. But I just want to make sure that I think the community of Fort McMurray understands that we just don't want to take. We want to try and give back as well. We're always very thankful that anybody that is willing to give money and doesn't want anything back. I think that's what this community has been about since I've been here my whole life. So,
yeah.
But of course, you know, we'll take that. But you know, also we want to have a presence. We want to give back. We want to help out. We want to be seen, all that type of stuff.
There you go. Well, listen, man, thank you so much for coming on the show. Do appreciate it. I got the tap from Tanner that we've hit our 20-minute mark. So, but I do want you to come back as many times as you want. I would love to have a bunch of your players on. Afterwards, I think you and I should talk about how we can help with the initiative that you were just chatting about to, like, get more awareness, get more people involved, and create opportunities for people to support you guys more. So I'm looking forward to that conversation when the cameras turn off. So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
You know, I've followed you from a distance for a long time. So I love stuff like this. I love seeing, you know, Fort McMurray being supported and having people on and just promoting what they're doing. I think it's awesome. So Good luck in your work, and thanks for having me part of that that initiative, and I look forward to coming on again.
There we go. Sweet. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our sponsors today, Noral Toyota for being the key sponsor, and MIB for sponsoring the Max City Minute. We appreciate your support. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?